Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Stephanie is on the phone, and her first date with a dude included everything. Romantic music, exotic nuts, smooth alcoholic beverages.
Oh, yeah.
And did it end with a kiss? No. Unfortunately, it didn't end with a kiss. It ended with some guy going, "We're at the Delta terminal. If you're getting off a Delta flight, get off here. United terminal is next." And then the two parted ways. That's because Stephanie met the dude that she wants to call today on an airport shuttle. She was going from like her car to the airport, and some guy got on and then sat next to her, and they had a shuttle date.
Yeah.
It's just the weirdest date we've ever heard of, but she liked it a lot because she thought it was funny and original. He sat next to her, pulled out like airplane shots of alcohol, opened up his phone and put on an app that had romantic music, and they shared some airport nuts on the way to the terminal, and then the date was over. Aww. He said he was going out of town for a few weeks and that he would call her when he was back, but he hasn't called. So we're going to get him on the phone and find out why he's not calling her back.
And if you did jump the gun on this and he was like, "Well, I was actually going to call her later this afternoon," are you going to be embarrassed?
I mean, at least I'll get an answer. Maybe a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. You might be able to save it, though, and be like, "All right, well, let's talk now," and then go out, you know?
And have another date right when we're on the phone, because that's what you guys do, right?
Yeah, just the impromptu dates will continue forward.
Yeah. I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can get him, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Jamie.
Yeah, this is Jamie. What's up?
Jamie, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Wait, what?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. And I'm calling you today because we actually had a listener email us to see if we can get in contact with you. Her name is Stephanie.
I don't know a Stephanie, so you're going to have to help me out here.
I think you probably do know a Stephanie. You met her while taking the shuttle to the airport.
I met her on the airport shuttle?
Yeah.
Wait, you seriously don't remember right now?
Still?
Oh, my God. Well, you're really going to have to refresh my memory here.
What do you mean I'm going to have to? How would I have to refresh your memory if you met somebody on an airport shuttle? I've never met one person on an airport shuttle.
Yeah, you can say I've met a few people on airport shuttles.
What?
So, like I said, you're going to have to help me out here, dude.
You know, the girl that you pulled out the nuts and the alcohol for, you played the romantic music on your phone. You said you'd call her.
So, why are you laughing? What's so funny?
You guys got to tell me what she looks like, seriously. I
don't know. I've never seen a picture of her. She just sent us an email and asked us to call you.
We'd figured that description was probably going to be good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else specific you can give me here? Because if you don't know what she looks like and I don't know what she looks like, we're going nowhere.
I'll tell you what we know. We know that you met her on the airport shuttle. She was sitting there when you got on. You sat down and flirted with her and had a real quick shuttle date. And she said that you told her you were going to be gone for a few weeks on business, but you'd get in touch with her when you get back. She says she'd called you and emailed you, but has heard nothing.
Wait, you said she emailed me?
Yeah.
Yes. That's all we know.
Oh, the email girl?
Wait, how is she the email girl?
How is she not the shuttle girl and the email girl?
Well, she was email girl on the shuttle, but wait, she called a radio station to get a hold of me?
Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
That's hilarious. I mean, it's great. I'm not complaining, but like, wow, I can't believe she did that.
What?
Okay, so you're excited that she did this, but you don't remember her.
Well, like I said, I remember who she is now, just from the emails, but I can't believe it worked.
Wait, if you're excited that she contacted us to talk to you, why didn't you email her back?
I'm more curious why you said I can't believe it worked.
Yeah, what worked?
It's amazing that it worked to the point where she would go this far with it.
Whoa.
So wait, was the whole thing like a shtick that you used to lots of ladies on the shuttle bus?
Well, that day it was, yeah.
That day it was.
Yeah, here's the deal. I mean, I'm not like one that likes to brag about himself, but I don't do too badly when it comes to like meeting ladies and picking up girls and whatever.
Okay.
So I decided, why not be a little entrepreneurial about it and write a book about being able to pick up women quickly in unusual places.
It was like research for your book?
Well, I can't write a book about being able to pick up women in weird places if I don't actually try to pick up women in these places. So I have to have test subjects, so to speak.
Okay, so you were on the shuttle that day.
Yeah, trying to see how many numbers I can get.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about all this.
And did it, I mean, other than this, did it work well?
Yeah, actually, surprisingly, it worked quite a few times. My batting average wasn't bad that day.
Hey, wait, though. I get that that was your point, but were you actually interested in Stephanie?
I mean, there was nothing wrong with her, per se. I mean, she's nice.
So that's a no.
Well, I mean, I didn't call it back, but I'm still pretty excited that the whole thing worked as well as it did. I mean, she went so far as to email a radio station, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. Don't you feel like it's a little messed up, though?
I mean, I'm not sleeping with them. I'm not, like, you know, taking their money. I'm just giving them time.
Yeah, but you're still leading them on, and it's all a lie.
No, calling her back would have been leading her on. Plus, the information that I'm getting from what I'm doing is going to help so many other dudes out, especially since it worked. So, if I can hold up for a second, what's your name again on the phone?
Jubal, Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Okay, can I have permission from you to put this whole deal in my book? Because this is pretty awesome.
Oh!
The second date update, the fact that she would call a radio station?
Just the whole thing is beautiful.
Yeah, I guess. Sure. I don't care. Sure.
Sweet.
If I give you permission to do that, can I have your permission to put her on the phone with you right now? Because she's actually listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Oh, the twist.
Surprise!
Stephanie?
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
What's wrong with you?
Nothing?
No, but like at a fundamental level, like what's wrong with you?
You didn't think something was that wrong with me, like, I guess, yeah, whenever, a couple weeks ago.
I mean, that's when I, you know, didn't have any clue. They were trolling the airport to write a ridiculous book that's going to help no one. Like, what's wrong with you?
Well, actually, I think I just established that it's going to help guys. You know, and you know,
it's gonna help guys pick up women that you'll never speak to again. I'm confused on how this book's gonna work.
Well, no, the idea for the other guys that are picking up the women is so that they do speak to them again. So, if anything, you're helping those guys out too. If you,
hey!
So it's a positive thing, Stephanie, that his whole date was just a sham.
There's nothing positive about any of this.
Are you pissed?
It's like a combination of like rage and like speechlessness. So I'm having like a real bad struggle, like not jumping through the phone and tearing out your eyes.
So it's a yes.
And like also looking for the right words to say.
Look, I'm sorry that you're offended, but you do have to understand that you were part of a much bigger project and you were a positive part of it. So that's good. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't have interacted with you in a way that was fun if I wasn't actually enjoying our conversation. So we can, you know, you can look at it that way.
I just, you know, I honestly just can't believe that I bought the whole thing. It seemed so sincere and impromptu, but you had been running this game up and down the airport all day.
If it makes you feel, I mean, you were probably the nicest person that I talked to.
Hey, oh, that's
you don't that's remember
sweet.
That. You're such a liar. You didn't even remember who she was when we called you.
Well, I remember now when she said email.
Yeah, of course you do.
And Stephanie, I mean, I would look at it this way, Stephanie. You already said that you had a great time, and those are kind of things that you can't give back. And, you know, even though I didn't call you back, it doesn't mean that we didn't enjoy a moment together, at least that little shuttle ride that we had, you know?
Dude, he is.
You are good.
He's good, man.
Dude,
yeah.
I want to date him.
You got to understand how she feels used and stupid, though.
Well, I mean, feelings weren't really my intention, and my intention wasn't to hurt anybody. My intention was to write a book, and, you know, sometimes you get collateral damage with this kind of subject matter.
You hear that, Stephanie? You just took some shrapnel. That's all. No big deal.
Right in the neck.
Yeah.
Jamie, I have to ask this question no matter what. Jamie, would you like to go out on an actual date?
No, don't. No, do not ask Jamie about another date. Don't.
Are you, so you're,
there's not necessary to do that at all.
Oh, man.
Come on, Stephanie, you got to admit, like, after this whole radio deal, it's the whole thing's kind of funny. So, like, you know, Maybe we could just like have a drink and laugh about it. You know what I mean? I kind of owe you.
Maybe you
can have a drink by yourself, Jamie, while you laugh over writing this book.
Oh!
Yeah, I don't think you won her over.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, it's, now that I'm talking to you and I kind of get a better gauge in your personality, whatever, but I can always go back and ride the shuttle, I guess.
Yeah, back to the shuttle to meet some more ladies.
The shuttle.
The shuttle Casanova.
Hey, Stephanie, I'm sorry you did not get a second date.
Yeah, well, you know, it's probably better that way at this point.
You have a cool story to tell, though.
You know you're going to be buying that book just to see what he actually said about you.
What do you mean, buy this book? He's going to give me a free copy. Yeah.
You at least owe her that, Jamie.
Yeah.
I think I can make that happen. I know the writer.